What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. Today, I wanted to talk about something that Jets insider Connor Hughes was talking about on his show with Zach Rosenblatt and why it makes me incredibly nervous about the New York Jets and their future going into 2026. So we spent a lot of time on the offensive coordinator talk and we did mock draft Monday, the whole thing, and we will spend more time on that. But I wanted to talk to you about a quarterback theory that Connor Hughes has. Let's roll the clip and get into it.
And the way that things have started to happen for the Jets this offseason, and the way that things have changed for the Jets this offseason, and why they've kind of been turning and veering and switching the plan and going all that, it's making me think like Kyler's going to happen. And it's just because it feels like they're going to want to splash. And if some of the main people that are pushing for moves are like, I want to splash. Kyler is the splash. That's not Kirk Cousins. Yep. That's not Jacoby Brissett. That's none of that thing. Kyler is the guy that would excite people. That's going to look fun. That's going to steal headlines. You can start to look at what he's done throughout his career at different points and be like, oh, maybe it will work here. He just needs a change of scenery. And once he gets here, I think it'll be a complete and total disaster. And I will say that, let me put it this way. If Kyler Murray does end up here, I think all of the notions of like, no, this is 100% this is 100% that, and these are the people that are making the decisions. If Kyler is here, I genuinely believe that's a sign that maybe there's more hands in decision-making than just Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, because everything that Aaron Glenn has said he wants from his players and everything he said he wants from his quarterback, it's not Kyler Murray. It's not. I mean, this is a guy who has durability issues. This is a guy who has some personality issues. This is a guy who has some love for the game issues. And by personality issues, I mean like how much work is he putting, like work ethic concerns. Like there's literally a running joke in Arizona that Kyler Murray's season goes to you know what once the new Call of Duty comes out. Like that's so not what Aaron Glenn has said from the first time we talked to him he wants in players. So if they get Kyler, that would kind of be the first time for me that I'm like, there might be more hands. There's more chefs in the kitchen than we originally thought was the case with this team.
Okay, there is a lot to unpack from this quote. The first, let's start with the quarterback situation. Kyler is certainly a big splash by name, right? Maybe not by performance at this point in his career, but by name, you're looking at a former number one overall pick, a two-time Pro Bowler, right, in 2020 and 2021. And someone who won Rookie of the Year as well, right? Like, there's a lot of name recognition with Kyler Murray, but there's also significant red flags with this player, right? The first, before we even get into the contract, which is arguably the biggest, but the injuries, man, he is hurt all the time. The last 5 years, five straight seasons, 14, 11, 8, 17, and 5 games played. You're looking at one full season in the last 5 years. That's insane. That is a absolutely crazy number. Crazy number. And look, again, the most important thing for a quarterback is availability, right? The guy misses time every year. We could talk about like, oh, well, this guy's so good. But he misses a chunk of the season every year. And then on top of that, you get into the contract. I have no interest for the New York Jets trading for this contract. Unless assets are coming back for you to take on the contract, there should be no world where you are taking it on. It's a lot of money in 2026. And yes, the guaranteed money stops after 2026, but you're still taking up a large chunk of cap. I think it's like $41 million, somewhere around that. We've talked about this before. And the Jets also will have a cap hit for Rodgers and Fields in 2026 too. And they're going to allocate another huge chunk of money to the quarterback position and then take on another cap hit in 27, 28 and beyond for this guy. And maybe it's different if he's released and you could sign him to his own deal. But are we sure that's what's going to happen here? Are they just, they being the Cardinals, just going to flat out release him from his contract? Maybe they do, and we'll talk about it then if that's the case, but right now you have to trade for Kyler Murray, and I don't have any interest in doing that and giving up assets to take on Kyler and that contract. Now is the perfect time to download Sleeper for the big game. Here's my picks I have Kenneth Walker anytime touchdown, JSN more than 69.5 receiving yards, and Drake May more than 0.5 interceptions. Make sure to use my promo code O'Leary, and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. New offer, a free $20 no deposit required promo. Terms and conditions apply. And something else of note, too, it's a great point by Connor to call out that this is not an Aaron Glenn player by any stretch of the imagination. Right, like they had to have in his contract that he had to watch a certain number of hours of film each week because distractions are a big thing. And the joke in Arizona being that his season goes in the tank once the new Call of Duty comes out. Like, do you really want to sign up for that? You really want to sign up for that? That's not an Aaron Glenn guy. That goes against pretty much everything that Aaron Glenn has been preaching. And I know that Glenn has been horrible through his first year as the New York Jets head coach. Like, well, you know, Glenn hasn't done a good job anyway, so who cares what he thinks about the quarterback position? But you still have to try to build an identity for this franchise, right? And, like, I don't understand the connection, especially if you're talking about a trade. And then on top of that, too, the insinuation might be worse. If you listen to the quote, Connor is clearly insinuating Woody Johnson getting involved. And Kyler checks all the boxes. Big name, would steal headlines, could look fun if it works. All things Woody Johnson would want to do. And as we know, Woody Johnson makes absolutely horrendous decisions as an owner. And I can't stress this enough. Woody Johnson meddling is the worst thing that he can do for this team. The best owners in professional sports hire people to make decisions for whatever sport they are. We're talking NFL and Woody Johnson, so they talking about the NFL, they hire a football person to make decisions, and they just give their leaders a budget, money, whatever, and say, all right, I'm staying out of it. You guys run the football operations. I run the business side. Because guess what? I'm a billionaire who doesn't know jack shit about football. Sorry for the language, but these owners who try to pretend general manager, it never goes well. It absolutely never goes well. And Woody Johnson doing that is the worst thing that he can do for this football team. Now, while I'm fully saying that I don't want Woody Johnson to do this, is this a path you could see happening? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you've watched this team for more than 5 seconds, you could say, okay, yeah, that's absolutely something that I could see being done here. Woody Johnson stepped in and made, you know, big moves and big swings for his team time and time and time again to try to steal headlines and get the narratives talking back about the New York Jets, right? I mean, the Giants just hired a legendary head coach in John Harbaugh, and they're getting a ton of positive praise from the media while the Jets are getting dumped on and dumped on and dumped on. You got to know by now that Woody doesn't like that. He reads everything. Woody Johnson sees everything proven, not, you know, hyperbole or theory. Oh, I think Woody Johnson. No, it's been proven. Woody Johnson reads and sees and hears everything. He wants to, and he cares about what the public perception of his team is. So in his mind, taking a big swing and a big gamble on the quarterback and bringing in a guy like Kyler Murray, and he could go, hey, there's a former first overall pick, and you know, a two-time Pro Bowler, and, you know, he just needs a fresh start and all those things that they could sell. You know, they're trying to sell season tickets. And from that perspective, from a sales perspective, it's easier to sell Kyler Murray because it's a recognizable name than it is to sell, I don't know, just throwing an example out there, Marcus Mariota and Garrett Nussmeier, right? Like, or whatever they decide to do. Kirk Cousins and Ty Simpson, like whatever your choice is at the quarterback position, like the name recognition for a player like Kyler Murray is something that Woody Johnson just can't help himself with. And that is a huge issue, huge issue. I hate when Woody Johnson gets involved. And if Kyler Murray is acquired by the New York Jets, I think we all know who was behind that. Guys, let me know your thoughts. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe if you're new, and I'll let you guys go. Talk to you next time.